This is Morning Edition on KSJD. I'm Daniel Reisel. It's time for our second of weekly chats with Southwest Health System and its role in fighting the coronavirus. Today, we'll be going over some tips and explainers for telehealth with Southwest Medical Group COO Carrie White Singleton. And I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Daniel.
Before we get to the main topic today, I'd like to take just a minute to recap a bit of last week's conversation on drive-up testing, because La Plata County announced its first case Monday, and that patient was tested at your drive-up site in Cortez without having to go inside. So this is really one example of why we're seeing healthcare embrace this method, isn't it?
It is, absolutely. I mean, I think that the best thing that we can do right now to prevent the spread of the virus is social distancing as well as social isolation with symptoms. And so those that are experiencing symptoms that are no longer comfortable, this provides them an option to be tested without having exposure to the medical facility as well as to a variety of people. It's very specific people that are properly protected with PPE, which is personal protective equipment.
Which also leads into this week's topic, which is telehealth. And that has also been in the spotlight as its own method of working with patients while minimizing the chance of spread. Let's say I need to talk with my doctor about my personal health. Walk me through how I would use it to go about talking about my health.
Yeah, absolutely. This past Wednesday, the primary care physicians and providers at Southwest Health moved to the telehealth model. In that model, basically, you have a regular appointment. You'll call our office for a regular appointment. They will set you up with an appointment. At your appointment time, you'll be triaged by the medical assistant for your provider. They will ask you questions about your medications and make sure everything's current. And then you will be transferred over to your provider who's ready and willing to talk to you about your health concerns. This provides a continuum of care for those that, you know, need those monthly visits or changing medications or need to adjust medications on a regular basis. So you will go through your regular appointment with your physician or provider on the phone. And then when that appointment is done, he or she will place those orders and call in your prescriptions to the pharmacy and do any follow-up lab ordering that needs to be done as well.
I was just about to ask about prescriptions, so I guess that sort of answers my next question, but are there any limitations I should be aware of as far as what telehealth can provide and what it can't?
No. So right now, telehealth does full spectrum of all prescriptions. There may be some alterations in the amount of the prescription that we give. I know there's some limitations on narcotics and things that require a shorter time between visits. And so we'll continue to abide by those guidelines. But no, there is no difference in telehealth as far as prescription refills and the ordering of your labs for examination.
And to clarify one point on this, you had mentioned doing this over the phone, but is there video telehealth? Is that an option too?
That is currently dependent upon provider. We do have some providers that are using telehealth through video streaming, and then we have others who are strictly telephone based. And so really it does depend on the provider, and it also depends on the capabilities of the patient. We have a great success with this week. A lot of patients are really excited that they actually can continue their care while we have the outbreak of COVID.
You said that there's this transition to make more and more appointments going through this method, but in general, is telehealth something new for SHS?
In general, I would say yes. We adapted pretty quickly as an organization. Basically, last Monday, we knew that we were going to have to do something to continue to promote social distancing and social isolation for those with symptoms. We worked with several other provider groups in town, and we talked and spoke to our organization, CHC, about how that would look for our organization. And within 2 days, we had that up and running, and we started to develop that relationship with patients and started to communicate that out, that we would go to telehealth this week.
Is there any reason why somebody might still have to come in to do a physical, you know, one-on-one appointment with the doctor versus just doing telehealth?
Absolutely. So we are still seeing healthy patients in the clinic, those that have OB follow-ups, that are expecting a baby, that need to be seen physically, those that have primary care follow-ups that need a blood pressure taken. We are completing a lot of those appointments in the car. So we are triaging outside the building and completing those appointments there as well. So we're doing everything we can to limit the exposure that people could or could not have to COVID or close contact with those with COVID.
Carrie White Singleton is the COO for Southwest Medical Group. Southwest Health System also holds Facebook Live sessions each weekday where you can ask questions about COVID-19. And I'd like to disclose that Southwest Health System is an underwriter of KSJD. Thanks for making the time, Carrie, and stay well.
Great. Thank you so much. Appreciate it.